Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne's crew. It's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Saxon's newest album, Hell, Fire, and Damnation. Alright, Saxon is back, baby. No, that's the wrong image. No, not even close. Close enough. Now, long-term fans of the channel will know my stance on the band if you have watched the More Inspirations review, their album that they released last year as a follow-up to the Inspirations record from 2021. Well, the time has come, and I bring you my Hellfire honest review on a band of yesteryear. Decade? Century? Screw the semantics, you get the picture. From an outsider's perspective, Saxon are most famous for their 1981 album Denim and Leather, and this riff. Yeah, that was Metallica, but they lifted this solo from Saxon's tune Princess of the Night from the same album. So it's been 4 decades of a noble pursuit to write rock and roll tunes that don't beat around the bush, and this record is more along the same path. This solid slab of rock music is as reliable as the steak that you have ordered 500 times beforehand from your local pub. I know you always look at the menu and think about trying their stir fry option, but let's admit it, you are always going to choose this path like destiny. One of the songs that stood out to me was Fire and Steel, which sounds like they themselves lifted this from Judas Priest. But I digress, it still kicks ass, and there is no doubt in that. Now, I must admit that I didn't care much for the following song, There's Something in Roswell, which kind of feels like it was inspired by the planned storming of Roswell, and just like that event, this song was as entertaining as the live streams of the day.
Back out here live, we will have much more from the tiny community of Rachel, Nevada at 6:30. Reporting live, Joe Bartels, 13 Action News.
Also, I feel like Helloween did this more justice 2 years earlier on their 15-minute epic Skyfall. Take note, that's how it's done. But where more modern rock scenes take a back seat, the historically motivated ones such as 1066 or Kublai Khan and The Merchant of Venice really stand out. Now, that last track in particular is just one hell of a ride and easily another highlight from this album. Interestingly enough, the band's going to be releasing a movie later this year too. Wait, what do you mean they're not going to? That's the same band though, isn't it? I mean, they're from the same gene pool pretty much. Okay, so I've just been informed by my manager, it's not Saxon, but rather their doppelgangers, Spinal Tap. Clearly mistaken identity. The album itself is decent enough and wasn't a chore to get through, unlike their ironically uninspired More Inspirations album. The bare minimum you can say is that you're gonna at least have fun with this record. Overall, I'm gonna give this album a score of 5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Hell, Fire and Damnation, Fire and Steel, Kublai Khan and The Merchant from Venice. So with 10 songs on offer and a 42-minute runtime, the question remains, is it worth it? Well, if you are a fan of the band, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. As far as others are concerned, then that depends on just how much you enjoy dad rock music. And as much as that term is a dagger through the fans' hearts, it's true. Their sound might have been cutting edge for the time, but 4 decades have passed. If anything is admirable, they just haven't changed their sound. But on the other hand, it's not exactly original or super thrilling stuff at this point in time. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.